This episode of Stock Doc is sponsored by Barclay Pearce Capital, a leading Australian corporate advisory and equities trading firm. Focused on your vision, Barclay Pearce specialises in making it a successful reality. The interviews and discussions in this podcast are opinions only and not financial or investment advice. Listeners should obtain independent advice based on their own circumstances before making any financial decision. Hi everyone and welcome to this edition of Stock Doc. I'm your host, Dr. Nigel Finch. And today on the program, I'm speaking with Tim Fung. He's co-founder and chief executive officer at Airtasker, who listed this week under the ticker code ART. And founded in 2012, Airtasker's ecosystem has enabled customers and taskers to connect, enabling more than $1 billion in working opportunities and creating Australia's number one marketplace for local services. Tim, thanks very much for joining us and welcome to the program.
Nigel, thanks so much for having me.
Firstly, congratulations on the IPO and the big jump in the share price, 65 cents to a high of what? What did it get to?
Well, thank you so much for calling out. It was a really important milestone for the company, but I'm not looking at the share price. And when I see my staff, with their phones open, if I see it's on the stock app, I swat their hand and knock their phone out of their hand to make sure they're not looking.
All right. Well, I'll give you a clue. So on a fully diluted basis, I reckon the market cap's around about $700 million and no doubt more to go. Tim, I want to hear more about the growth plans, but first I want to stick to the recent history. So to start off, can you give listeners just a super quick high-level snapshot, size and scale, maybe headcount, number of transactions, countries you currently operate in, and also the quick elevator pitch?
Sure. So Airtasker, we're Australia's number one marketplace for local services. And in a really simple terms, we connect people who need work done with people who want to work. Our mission at Airtasker is to empower people to realize the full value of their skills. We're here to create jobs. And that's not just like a byproduct of local services. It's actually the core purpose of what Airtasker does. In terms of size and scale, so we started in 2012. We're now around 147 team members across our offices here in Sydney and also in Manila. In terms of the size of the marketplace, we've had close to a million unique paying customers using Airtasker. We've had over 150,000 taskers earning money through Airtasker. And this year, we're on track to do $143.7 million of GMV and $24.5 million in revenue as per our prospectus forecast.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Some listeners are going to be interested to better understand your tech stack. Can you very briefly just speak to that?
Sure. Well, I'm feeling very vulnerable, and I'd love to have Gary or Doug or one of the folks in the engineering team by my side to answer these ones. Yeah. But overarchingly, look, Airtasker runs web apps built with a Ruby backend, then iOS and Android native apps. We're pretty reliant on AWS infrastructure. And we have a wonderful data engineering setup, which is built around a Snowflake warehouse.
You've assembled a great team around you. I reflected on the profiles of some of your key staff in the prospectus. It's a really outstanding team. Tim, tell me, how was the idea for Airtasker born?
Well, back in 2011, I was moving apartments, and I asked my mate Ivan, who runs a frozen chicken nuggets manufacturing business, to help me move, because he's got a truck that he uses to do weekend deliveries. And so we loaded all the stuff back in his truck, and he helped me move apartments. And this just got us thinking: is like, why do we ask friends and family to do all of these kinds of jobs when there's so many people out there who were looking for ways to work and earn an income? And what we realized is just the way that people connect with local services is just so not fit for purpose. And we thought if we could just make that easier, there'd be a huge opportunity to create jobs and make it easier for people to get things done.
Tim Fung, you're the only man that I know that needs a refrigerated truck to move house, so I'm not going to go there.
My couch did smell a little bit like frozen chicken, I must say, after it landed at the other end.
Very good. Can you talk us through the evolution of your revenue model? Because I imagine there's probably been, you know, some learnings along the way and ways of peaking that to be a sort of a bit more dynamic. Is there any thoughts you want to share on that?
For sure. So what's really important for Airtasker is that we align our customers, our taskers, and Airtasker to want the same things. And, you know, at a high level, that is more work being completed. If more work is being completed, that's great for customers who are getting things done. It's great for our taskers who are, you know, able to earn an income through our marketplace. And of course, you know, if that is good, then we want Airtasker to be able to do well as a business as well. And so over the years, what we've been refining is how do we align those three stakeholders even more tightly to wanting the same thing. So when we started, for example, we started out with a straight line, a single percentage fee that we would charge for each completed task. And that was fantastic because it did make sure that, you know, everybody wanted more completed tasks through the platform. But it was a little bit unnuanced. And so one important evolution that we made was to introduce what we now call tiered pricing, which basically means that the more tasks that a tasker completes through Airtasker, the lower the fees that they pay in percentage terms to Airtasker. And, you know, that really helped to align our taskers with Airtasker. The more jobs they would do, the less fees they would pay. The second, major iteration since then is we've just started to factor in quality metrics into determining tiered pricing. So, for example, just recently we've rolled out a new change where now not only do you have to maintain a sort of earnings rate, but you've also got to demonstrate a certain amount of reliability. So we look at things like your completion rate to determine what the fee percentage is going to be. But, you know, just coming back to that principle, the whole idea here is to just keep tightening that alignment between customers, taskers, and Airtasker, because if we do that, then we don't have to manage and monitor what goes on in the marketplace. We know that the incentives are there for people to want to do the right thing.
Mm. Tim, I understand there's several key partnerships in place. Can you talk about some of the existing ones? I want to talk about some of the future opportunities separately.
Sure. So we've done partnerships with folks like IKEA, eBay, and Kohl's before for various services. And generally what we're helping each of those partners do is to facilitate them being able to sell more products to their customers and make it really easy for those customers to enjoy those products. So, for example, with IKEA, we're helping out with furniture assembly. With eBay, we're helping out with various types of installations, you know, whether it's electronics or furniture or children's play sets. And then, you know, with things like Kohl's, we're helping out with shopping deliveries, which, you know, obviously during COVID, really experienced some pretty crazy growth.
My guess is that you and your team see a lot of data on the gig economy. What trends have you seen in Australia regarding underemployment and employment participation rates for the working population over the last few years?
Well, what's been fantastic recently is that, you know, Australia's economy has been really strong and, you know, unemployment is you know, under pretty good control at the moment. Even during the COVID pandemic, it's felt like, you know, unemployment has been addressed, which is fantastic. But actually, probably the more relevant metric for Airtasker is to look at underemployment. And that is something that, you know, even, you know, more recently, the statistics have shown is still an issue in Australia. So underemployment is a measure of the folks that say that they want to be working more hours and aren't working a huge amount of hours that satisfies their income needs right now. And that's where flexible labor can really help out. You know, if you have a part-time job or a casual job and you want to be able to top up that income, flexible labor is a great way to pad that out and make sure that you've got security in your income.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other sort of macroeconomic factors that you believe stimulate activity on the platform?
Well, I would say, first of all, that currently, you know, we've got some interesting dynamics on the supply side of our marketplace, the taskers. And that is that we've seen that net migration is obviously much lower during COVID, which has reduced the number of like transient folks who are working on Airtasker. Then the second thing would be the introduction of a job seeker stimulus, which, you know, obviously impacts the amount of incentives that people have to participate in the labor market. You know, if you're getting topped up with stimulus, then, you know, you're less likely to be incentivized to work. On the customer side of the market place, I think it's very interesting. Airtasker is what we call an infinitely horizontal marketplace, which means that we don't just focus on one kind of service. We don't even focus on just a few different kinds of services. Really, what we do is we allow customers to be able to describe any problem that they need solved, and we empower our taskers to be able to solve that problem with any service that they see fit. And so really what we've noticed is that as the economy changes and as macroeconomic, you know, events occur, Airtasker really rolls with the flow and really adapts to the situation at hand.
Well, you must have seen a few interesting posts. What's your most memorable task posted on Airtasker?
Well, we've got thousands of tasks posted every single day and, you know, across, you know, many, many markets across Australia and the UK. So, you know, every day the whole team, you know, looks through these tasks and finds some interesting ones. We've got so many different stories. I think, you know, it ranges everything from, you know, IKEA furniture assembly or getting a spider out of a ceiling fan, which used to be innovative, but then became a whole industry. And it goes all the way towards more crazy things, like we had somebody have a Star Wars themed wedding and wanting to get walked down the aisle with two stormtroopers. Or a Game of Thrones themed date night, which I thought was really cute. More recently, through Airtasker Listings, our new product marketplace, we've got a drag queen called Dolly Partman, which you can now hire to entertain you at a function.
It's very interesting, and I love the way that I love the way that it works, and this notion of the, you know, infinite. Tell me again, infinite vertical expansion.
Infinitely horizontal.
Sorry, wrong axes. Tim, can you talk me through the expansion strategies that you have for both product line and geographic expansion and perhaps where you're up to in executing against these strategies?
There are two main areas which we're focused on at the moment. So one is on increasing purchase frequency. When we spoke to our customers, you know, people would always say, I love using Airtasker. And we'd say, well, how come you're only using it 1.9 times per year? And they'd say, well, I don't have anything I need to get done right now. And so what we uncovered when we, in speaking to our customers, was that we can do a much better job of inspiring them with all the different things that they could use Airtasker for. And so we've worked on this new marketplace model called Listings. There are now thousands of listings on Airtasker already. And what it is that service providers can now pre-package up services that they want to offer at fixed prices and put them on the shelves of the Airtasker store. And so this kind of creates this browsing experience for customers where they can open up the Airtasker app, hit the discovery screen and see all the things that they could buy. We believe that that could have an impact on inspiration for our customers and then in turn, increased purchase frequency. We think Airtasker is something that people should be doing once a week, not twice a year. Mm. The second area of expansion is international growth. So we have five markets outside of Australia that we're working on. Those are the UK, Ireland, Singapore, New Zealand, and the United States. And we've started really creating vibrant marketplaces and seeing early stage the development in each of those marketplaces. And we think that, you know, if we get it right, we can do what took, you know, years and years to do in Australia. We can do much faster in those markets.
Mm. Well, you've certainly had the benefit of a lot of learning and building a very good team around you. So I'm confident that you'll execute well in those countries. They're all English-speaking countries as well that you're mentioning. Do you have any like over the horizon plans for non-English speaking countries?
Well, there's such a huge opportunity in those markets we just mentioned and in Australia as well. So we estimate that the total addressable market in Australia is around $50 billion per year, of which we're currently, you know, on track to capture about 0.3% of that. So there is a massive opportunity in Australia. Those markets that I just mentioned increases that that by another $600 billion of total addressable market. Certainly, we think that what Airtasker does, creating jobs, income, and purpose, is relevant on a global scale. But, you know, we've got to bite off one bite at a time. And so we're very focused on first Australia, then those markets, then the world.
Mm. Well, big addressable market. Can you tell me a bit about the competition intensity in the sector and how you go about competing?
Well, in Australia, we have a pretty intense competition, you know, from, you know, classifieds, you know, lead generation platforms and advertising subscription type platforms. And then, you know, if we look more into the international markets, however, that competition is actually much less, as we've observed in places like the UK and the US. So we really think that, you know, we've done our time in Australia and we've proven that we can, you know, create Australia's number one marketplace for local services in a high competition, you know, highly intense market. And so we're super excited about what we can do in overseas markets, where, you know, really it's a blue ocean and there isn't really anyone doing exactly what Airtasker is doing.
Mm. Well, Tim, what's your vision for the company over the next few years?
So as I mentioned, I'm really focused on building out this, you know, this vision of building out the Airtasker store, and our listings product is, you know, just the first step in doing that. And then overarchingly, it's taking the Airtasker mission to the rest of the world and getting the word out there. We feel that during this time, especially in these really difficult circumstances that we find ourselves in from an economic perspective and a health perspective post-COVID, there's a huge opportunity to help rebuild economies on a global scale. And so really, we're so excited about this recent listing that we've done because, you know, it's been an opportunity to give our taskers and our employees an opportunity to own part of Airtasker, but it's also given us access to this agile capital markets strategy that could really be an important part of turbocharging our journey towards that mission.
So is that just the option for future acquisition?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about, you know, specific strategies there, but let's just say we've got lots in store and we're really excited about what Airtasker can do. We've got a fantastic base of investors who are marketplace experts and, you know, really researched the space, which is fantastic. You know, we're just going to keep chipping away one step at a time.
And what metrics should investors be watching in your periodic disclosures on ASX?
Well, our North Star metric at Airtasker is our gross marketplace volume, which is really a measure of the total amount that, you know, customers are paying for services. And that's the metric I think that really is a leading indicator of everything else. We look out to keep growing that North Star metric, gross marketplace volume, of which we're on track to do $143.7 million in 2021 financial year. And you know, we're very confident that we're going to meet or even exceed those forecasts.
Mm-hmm. And so just reminding listeners that GMV is not in fact Airtasker's revenue. Tim, what proportion of GMV is typically your revenue?
So we have a take rate of around 17% at the moment. So of that $143.7 million of transactions that go through the Airtasker marketplace, Airtasker charges around 17%, which is why in our prospectus forecast, we're on track to do $24.5 million of statutory revenue.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know that at the beginning of this, you said you're not watching the share price, but many others are. Can you tell us a little about what investors can expect to see in the coming months?
Well, I would say that up and to the right would be fantastic for the share price. And look, you know, I've got to admit, I had a sneaky peek at the end of day one and day two. And, you know, it's just incredible and quite overwhelming to have this much confidence coming from investors. Really a testament, I think, to the Airtasker community has been foundational in building up our marketplace. You know, we're nothing without the taskers who are providing their skills to the marketplace, and we're nothing without the customers that, you know, give us an opportunity to help them out. So, a shout out to all of those folks who have made these first couple of days for us as a listed company, you know, more than we could have ever imagined.
Yeah, well, it's a nice welcoming onto the bourse. Look, all the very best to you and your team, Tim. It's a great story. It's a really good Australian success story as well, with legs for overseas. I'm hope that we can grab you again a little bit further down the track and check in from time to time.
That would be wonderful. Thanks so much, Nigel.
Thank you to my guest, Tim Fung, co-founder and chief executive officer at Airtasker, for joining us for this edition of Stock Doc. And you can stay in touch with us through our StockEd website. And if you haven't already done so, remember to subscribe to our twice daily newsletter for ASX market coverage, company profiles, and industry insights. This episode of the Stock Doc podcast was sponsored by Barclay Pearce Capital, Australia's leading corporate advisory and equities trading firm. Barclay Pearce Capital provides specialised corporate advisory and equities trading services to privately owned businesses, small to medium-sized public and ASX-listed companies.